Well, we did this report because transparency is the basis of a corruption-free environment. And by adopting greater corporate transparency, companies can show their commitment to fighting corruption and also provide the information that's necessary for citizens to monitor companies and hold them accountable for their behavior. What we have found is that since our earlier report on a similar topic, companies have improved in publicly disclosing information about their anti-corruption programs. However, there's still room for improvement, particularly in a few areas such as political contributions and whistleblowing protection and monitoring of their programs. We also evaluate them on their organizational transparency and on country-by-country reporting, which is the area which is indeed the most disappointing, where companies have considerable progress to make.
Of course, this really is a very hot topic at the moment. It has been for the last 4 years, more or less, since the damage that corruption can actually make, not only on a national but also on a global level, really came to light strong at the beginning of the banking crack. But just how much of an impact, to give our listeners an idea, how much of an impact does corruption have in the current context of the global crisis?
Well, we think that it's had a significant impact, particularly in the financial sector. In our report, we have a special section on the financial sector. One of the key findings in that area is that the financial industry underperforms the average of the companies surveyed in all three dimensions of transparency. This clearly has an impact on companies, demonstrating companies' commitment to fighting corruption, and it also shows the importance of disclosure of this information so that both regulators and the public may be aware of where the risks are. We think that failure to disclose a lot of these anti-corruption indicators contribute by making it impossible for people to understand where the risks are and for them to monitor them and, of course, for regulators to take the necessary action to keep them in check.
Geopolitically, most people would associate corruption with underdeveloped or developing countries. Does this follow in your report findings, or is it really far more widespread and not necessarily isolated to developed or developing countries?
The selection of companies for the survey was based on Forbes 100 list, and so there is not a particular geographical analysis that we've made. That being said, what we find is that corruption has two sides. There's the supply side and the demand side, and while focusing on bribery on the demand side has been something that has gotten a fair amount of attention until now. This report, I think, is quite interesting in that it focuses attention as well on the supply side of corruption, of bribery, and shines a light on companies, a wake-up call, if you like, for companies, so that they will understand that it's not only an issue in the developing world, but an issue for the developed world who have a responsibility.
Now, in the wake of, shall we say, the great crack of 2008, there was much talk about the need for international legislation to regulate transparency and combat corruption. Have we seen any improvements in that area, or does still an awful lot remain to be done? And if so, what would Transparency International like to be seen done?
We have seen progress in legislation and anti-corruption and anti-bribery. There's the UK Act. We've seen stepped-up enforcement of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in the United States. And we've even seen, for example, in China, some moves toward legislating anti-corruption and anti-bribery. So this is very good. And it is a good direction, and we're quite happy to see that. That being said, there's an awful lot more that needs to be done in order to level the playing field and in order to ensure that wherever companies operate, and whether they're on the supply or the demand side, that corruption is simply not an option.